The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, here from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network here in high and dry, 86 degrees, sunny skies, no chemtrails, Central Texas. Did I leave anything out, Ron? Oh, the date.
Did you leave the date out?
I left the date out. September 11th. Whoops, the anniversary of so many different things. I'm confused as to what we should be talking about today. By the way, I had Catherine Austin Fitz on. When was it, Mikey? Last Tuesday? Wednesday. And she's doing a lot of good things, and she's traipsing all over the world, speaking and everything else. And she's got different plans on how we can still do business and whatnot. And I had to ask her the obligatory question. I wished you would listen to that broadcast, Ron, while you're doing some paperwork or stuff that you don't really have to concentrate on. Your wife's got you doing all kinds of duties all the time. And take a listen to that show, last Wednesday's show. What was the date on that, Mike? What? The 6th? Yeah. Ron?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, I need you to listen to that show because, you know, I got people that have agendas and stuff that they think needs to be done, and, well, I just simply ask her a question. You know, why don't we just cut to the quick on this deal? I'm paraphrasing, of course, but why don't we cut to the quick on this deal? Why don't we just get an honest money? It was like I didn't ask the question. So I asked it again, and I still didn't get an answer. And I keep repeating this, and I keep saying it over and over and over, and some of the world's best minds that I've interviewed on this program, you know, either I get an answer like direct democracy is the way to go, or we'll just go this route. No. There are ways, and then there are ways. Yes, there are 9 different ways to skin a cat. I'm sure you could probably figure out more if you really put your head to it. But I'm not interested in reinventing the wheel. I'm interested in just getting on a roll here. Getting back to what we once were. What we have never been. I don't know.
Do you think she understood your premise, what honesty in money was all about?
I don't think she wanted to hear the question to answer it. Because that would, she does a lot of good things, and she's looking for alternative ways that we can still do business. And I'm tired of skirting around this big, fat, gray, wrinkled elephant in my room. You know, it's very simple. Now, to get there may not be as simple as just making the statement, but it's a start. How can you, you know, and I use the analogy about locks on a door. You know, the locks really keep people honest? No. Just ask any cop with a battering ram on his SWAT team. You know, they got a locked door. They got a way to get through that door. If you really want to get through a locked door, you can. What that does is keep people honest. Kind of a reminder, if you will. that, oh, this is a locked door, and I guess I don't have passage or permission because I don't have a key for it. Okay, I think I'll knock on it. Nobody answers the door? Well, I really need to get in there, but gee, if it's locked, I guess my need can wait until somebody actually answers the door. And I'm trying every which way I can to get this point across without, you know, beating her up. She's a nice lady. I really like her. She's got a good sense of humor, very personable. But she's on a mission to do things the way she sees that it should be done, rather than the, you know, this might be a more difficult way, but it's the most honest way to go about it. That we need an honest money. If you've got honest money, that would keep people that deal with the money honest, wouldn't it? But when you tie it up with the middleman and the profit makers off the private corporation, they're going to find a zillion ways, these wonderful givers of credit, they're going to find 9+ different ways to skin your butt. But honest money keeps people honest.
You know, you can always cheat people out of money, but you cannot cheat the value out of honest money.
Nope. And that's the whole point. Do you think with an honest money system that the government could have got us into this quote-unquote debt that they've gotten us into? If they did not have a credit line, the open-ended checkbook with the Fed Reserve that they can keep floating these worthless treasuries through, it would force the government to do one of two things. Either get some sanity about what kind of budget and money we want to pay for things. And if we don't have the money to pay for those things, well, we can't go to Guido that charges us 30%. No, we just might have to do what? Well, let me see. If I don't have the money to pay for that, then I guess we're going to have to eliminate that program. That would be a sane response. But give these thieves a credit line of which the government proudly proclaims, you know, full faith and credit of the government. Excuse me, I have no faith in you. I've got no faith in you. But that's not stopping you. I mean, what did they just do? They just raised, is everybody listening? They raised the spending limit. Well, why did they have to do that? Well, because they didn't have the money to pay the bills. Well, wait a minute. Why don't you have the money? I mean, 4.5% unemployment has come. Taxes should be rolling into the coffers hand over fist, shouldn't it? Oh, wait a minute, Ron, I guess there's something wrong with their unemployment numbers. I seem to remember there's over 90 million people in this country still out of work. But yet I'm looking at the money masters and the people that deal with them on Wall Street. They're doing just fine. Stock market's up. Hey, there's nothing wrong here. I am tired of the lies and the illusions based on the illusion of that thing they gave us and they call it money.
Well, you know, if we had an honest money system, we probably would have gone through maybe our fifth or sixth government right now based on the Constitution, because they, you know, we don't have to pay for the debt of the federal government. That was never part of the scheme in the Constitution. It was to provide for the federal government was to provide to protect the interest of the states, and that was it.
Oh,
so
but, you know,
we would have shirked them off very quickly.
Maybe they misunderstood by that term interest. What was in the interest of the states? I think they got that confused, that they've got to put interest on the state.
Yes.
Maybe they misinterpreted the welfare clause and gave us welfare. Maybe they're well-intended. They're just not that well-educated. Because they've gone to university and they've gotten their degrees and they have been told what the meaning of this is, or to ignore the meaning of it.
this is that grand scheme of a living document known as the Constitution. It actually lives and breathes and expands in any direction they want.
Okay. So you're talking democracy here?
Democracy is a living constitution. A republic is not. It's steadfast. It's like concrete.
Oh, you mean it's dead? It's moldy. It's oldy. It's outmoded.
It's fundamental principles that one can count on.
How dare you question my principle? I can't even spell the word, but I'll spend your money. Or I will spend money you don't have, and I'll put you on the hook for where. You know, if you look at this in parallels or in different terms, you know, we witnessed the biggest robbery of humankind back in 2008. Would you agree with that statement?
Yeah, I would agree with it.
Okay, so in other words, we have the gangster banksters. We didn't rob the bank. The banks robbed us. So they robbed us, put all this debt that the government is more than willing to tell you that, yeah, we had to bail out this corporation and that corporation. What they don't say is the bank corporations themselves that are privately owned. Oh, no, they make special dispensation, but still don't tell you the truth about it. But we've got the bankers. They robbed the bank themselves. The bank auditors come in and said, yep, there's a crap load of stuff missing here. And then they turned around at Joe Schmo on the street, walked out, grabbed him by the neck, and said, hey, we're not saying you did this, but you're responsible for the money. And they pick you up, and they turn you upside down, and they shake everything out of you. Because that's the right thing to do? No, it's not the right thing to do. And this idea of capitalism, I'm still trying to figure out what the hell they mean by capitalism. I know what free market is. I know what honest money is. I know what rigged markets are like. And I know what funny money is. But every time I keep asking the question of them, I never get an answer because we're using two different dictionaries. Ken in New York. Hello, Ken.
Hi, John. Ron, we don't call it interest on Long Island in New York City. We call it the VIG.
The what?
VIG, V-I-G, vigorous.
You call it the VIG?
It's a loan sharking term.
Oh, okay.
Can I go back to something you talked about earlier, talking about your tax thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Somebody's coming after you for?
Yeah.
And does it raise a question in your mind why a private law firm is coming after you for a public tax?
Well, you know, I'm reading this, I'm reading the paperwork, and I'm reading the verbiage here, and I am just fascinated because I'd like to know who this private law firm is running as the collectors for the administrative asshats. And when I was so bold, Ken, to ask face-to-face, not once, but on two different visits, the taxing, quote-unquote, authority, I just simply asked him, I said, okay, you guys are saying I owe the tax. Yeah, most assuredly. I said, okay, so I owe the tax. You guys, for the luxury of doing business, you come in and assess my chairs and my tables and my tea bags, and you want to assign a value to that and tax me thereof. Is that right? Well, yeah. I said, okay, now to this point, I don't have an argument. Except for one thing. I want to know what service, I want to know what benefit I'm directly deriving personally, not collectively, not to some yahoo someplace else, but personally. I want to know what Williamson County is doing for me personally, charging me this business tax. They didn't know. And more importantly, they didn't know where to go and look. They didn't give me an answer. But they demanded their taxes. They went out and got a private lawyer firm to threaten and coerce me, to wrangle me in a court, and accuse me of not paying this business tax. Shame on me.
Well, John, I think Ken brought up a very valid point. Who's the actual plaintiff in that? Because what I'm hearing is that this private corporation or LLC, the legal entity, has bought the lien out and is now moving against you on the lien from the county or the whatever it is, which they can't collect on. Is that a possibility? Does it say that the plaintiff is?
Oh, wait a minute here. There was a page that was stuck to this. They answered my question. Account number, so-and-so. I'm sorry, Ken. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, how can they... Did they do this for a fact? How can they sell a lien, trying to collect the tax, and then say they sold a lien? You mean they're using them like a collection agency? Isn't that the job of the prosecutor if you're going... This tax is not like a civil debt, is it, Ron?
No, and I think you hit a very valid point. I don't know why a private entity, a private company is representing whomever. That it's usually the district attorney's office or prosecuting attorney's office.
So do you think there's any kind of conduct issues with these lawyers? You could start filing bar grievances against them?
Well, anyone could buy a lien out, but to collect, you have to be the actual person that the money's owed to. You can't be a middleman.
You send them the letter to prove up the debt. I've done that already. Federal collection, the creditor. This is crazy. It doesn't sound right. I mean, if I had a tax in the town here and they said I owed something, I think they would just take me to court and try to get judgment against me, but it would be the town attorney prosecuting it.
That's correct. That's the way it's supposed to be done.
I feel like I'm missing something here. It just doesn't sound well.
Well, you're not. I think you're spot on. I think you're spot on, Ken.
So I think maybe some complaints could be filed against the lawyers, and when they get done laughing, then you go over to the prosecutor and says, I think they've committed a crime, and then when the prosecutor doesn't do anything, you file a complaint against him.
Well, again, I think anyone can buy a lien. You know, they sell tax liens all the time down on the steps of the county administration for property taxes that are past due. So they buy the lien and they try to seek your property out for it, and if you happen to pay it off, they lose their money. So it's...
But this sounds like... I'm trying to find the words to describe why I'm confused.
Well, you're not confused. I think you said it correctly. What does a private party have to do with representing a government? The private party does not have any sovereign power to do so. The district attorney does. He can represent the township, but not the private company.
I mean, I could understand if you had a hospital that he had something like that, and at some point you would go sell it to a firm. That I can understand, but I didn't know that sort of thing happens with a tax that runs with interest on it, I would imagine. You get penalties. All right, well, thanks anyway.
Ken, don't feel lonely. You're not the only one trying to figure it out. All right?
Well, I'd start filing bar grievances. If nothing else, it might make their malpractice insurance go up. Maybe they'll just decide it ain't worth it.
No, trust me, my friend. That cost will be passed on to you one way or another. They're not in the business of losing money or losing court cases.
No, it goes against the lawyers. Just make their life miserable.
Yeah. All right, Ken, thanks for your call, my friend.
Good night.
Here is the breakdown, and this is how they put that. Are you sure of that address, Mike? The Austin Community College. Oh, is there a campus in Williamson County? Oh, okay. All right. Here is property and amount due. Property description, business personal property consisting of furniture, inventory, machinery, equipment, and or vehicles used in the operation of Republic Broadcasting Network, also known as a Republic Trading Group, located at 2251 Double Creek, number 302, City of Round Rock, Williamson County, Texas. Approximate property address, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302. Deed reference as assessed on the tax rolls under the amount numbers listed. Then they give me a breakdown here of where this tax money goes to. And I'll reveal that after this break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Discovery time, Ron. Out of the $833.36 that's due September 20th, $177.66 is due to the County of Williamson, Texas for tax years 2014 and 2016. Still doesn't give a breakdown. $148.01 due to the City of Round Rock, Texas for tax years 2014 through 2016. $472.61 due to Round Rock Independent School District for tax years 2014 to 2016. $35.08 due to Austin Community College for tax years 2014 to 2016. I remember here in Texas a couple of years ago, somebody blew the whistle on property taxes, and how are you funding the school districts? Oh, you're putting that on my property tax. They found out it was illegal to do that. So apparently, they're finding ways to garner that money in varied and rather creative way. $472.61 is due to the City of Round Rock every year for the independent school district that I don't have children for. Wow. Wow. Is he still there or did he die?
Oh, this guy here? I'm here. I still think Ken was correct on this. Why is a private company representing the city? That makes no sense. And again, this has to be done through the channels of the city itself. It has to be done by the prosecuting attorney or the district attorney. They cannot hire a private entity to act as the state agency.
Well, this is also an agency, but in big bold letters, in addition to the delinquent taxes and title research fees, there are court costs which must be paid. Contact the district clerk's office. The amount of court costs that must be paid before this lawsuit can be dismissed. If this lawsuit has not been dismissed, delinquent taxes and subsequent tax years on this property are automatically included in this lawsuit on the first day of delinquency and incur statutory penalties, interest, and attorney fees authorized by the property tax code. Wow. So we caught him here in Texas attaching the school tax to property taxes. And they no longer can do that, so we'll just do a business tax, and we're going to zap you that way for the schools. And I don't know why I owe $35.08 due to Austin Community College. And they have a branch here in Williamson County, but what the hell does taxes have to do with a college? For the kids I don't have that don't go to the Round Rock schools are not going to go to their community college. Why do I got to pay $35 a year for that? Because they said so?
You did vote for that, right?
The only thing I do here in Round Rock when they're voting for their commissioners, is when I walk past their tables, I just laugh. Oh, you don't vote? I said, for what? Some administrative asshat? To figure out how to pull more money out of me? I said, no, I don't want to have anything to do with that.
Well, that's not a good attitude of a citizen.
Yeah, you're damn right. I don't like your definition of citizen. Chance in West Virginia. Hello, Chance.
Yes, getting back to the point that Ken made, I couldn't help but wonder, is this slightly similar to the bank home mortgage industry with that MERS situation? You're aware of that, aren't you?
Situation.
The lien was sold to another party.
Oh.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but they're acting as fiduciary handmaidens for the county, a private law firm. They're handling the lawsuit. But I have a question here. Who in the hell filed that lawsuit? Was it Williamson County? Because I don't see any prosecutor's name on this. All I see
that's
is...
The point I'm making.
Exactly.
The scheme sounds somewhat similar to that mortgage industry scam.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Well, it's just a thought.
Got a break, Chance.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
NutraMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We are back. Chris in Las Vegas. Hello, Chris.
Well, good afternoon, John. And you're speaking to a topic that I have quite a bit of knowledge about, related to third-party debt collectors and the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, Fair Credit Reporting Act, the Truth in Lending Act, the Telephone Call Protection Act, and there are several others that regard about that. And whenever a county or a city farms out their so-called debts to some private firm, enters into a kickback scheme or relationship with them, sells them perhaps for cents on the dollar to the debt collector, that falls under Title 15 United States Code, Section 1692 et sec, the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. And if they're not the originator of the loan, then they must have acquired it, they claim, by purchase or some other arrangement, and you have an obligation to put in a debt validation letter to inquire how they came to acquire their alleged interest in your particular event that they're trying to collect on and have them prove their claim.
Well, I did notice in this, plaintiff seeks, and I it's still not really clear who the plaintiff is, but plaintiff seeks a personal judgment for all amounts due against defendants designated personal liability. Plaintiff does not seek a personal judgment of any of the amounts due against the defendants designated no personal liability. Plaintiff seeks foreclosure of the tax liens on the property as to all the defendants. Wow. That sounds pretty legitimate.
Is there perhaps near the bottom or at the end of that document what's termed a mini Miranda? This is an attempt to collect a debt?
I'm sure that it probably says something to that effect. I can't pick it out right at this
You're
moment.
You're generally required to have that included and incorporated in the letter. And does it have a wet ink signature on white paper by somebody accepting culpability, liability, suitability, and personal responsibility for the claims they're making in the letter?
So that's the Federal Tax Lien Act. The someone has to take accountability to the cent that that's a correct debt. Am I right on that, Chris?
Well, if federal tax liability is one thing, but R11A of the Federal Rules of Evidence requires every motion, pleading, paper, or communication from an attorney firm or other legal entity to have someone to put their wet ink signature on white paper to accept that personal liability for the claims they make in there, otherwise they're in violation of 11A's requirements and probably didn't serve it by lawful service pursuant to 4E of the Federal Rules of Evidence requiring service, although they may have served it by somebody to your location. And if you accepted service, that's probably the judicious course of action, so at least you know what you're being confronted with.
I'm being confronted with a county that says I owe business tax, and it's my personal liability, and I got a law firm that's the debt collector, but I still want to know who filed the suit.
Well, the law firm did. It would have to have been the law firm. They more than likely bought the lien out.
Exactly.
Oh.
In fact, that's what the debt validation letter is. In fact, you can go to CFPB, ConsumerFinancialProtectionBureau.gov. May have some debt validation letter templates that you can use that are pretty spiffy right there.
Okay, also, so, let's cut to the quick on this one, Chris. What if I challenge them in their private little kickback scheme? What would that net me?
Well, they may be violating the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, and there are fines and fees and penalties for doing so. And, of course, you have to revoke any possibility of contacting you by telephone because it's not judicious to talk about legal matters over the phone because you have no way of knowing whom or what authority the other end of the phone may possibly have, although they will try to trick you into doing so.
All right. Well, I've got about 20 days in which to deal with this.
This is a practice. This is a practice that happens all the time. A group of attorneys get together and buy out liens, and then they bring someone to court. It's a simple process of giving a summons and suing someone. And, of course, the guy gets scared and pays the debt.
Yeah, it's an extortion racket. In fact, I just sent you, before we got on the phone here, a copy of a primer from MatthewBenderLaw.com. He's a professor emeritus at UC Santa Barbara. And he had a compendium on abuse of eminent domain that has some laws that I think you will find operant on your situation that they pulled off the Internet since I incorporated it in my suit against the county here in federal court, charging them with domestic terrorism, extortion, racketeering, felony oppression under color of law, armed robbery, and a few other crimes.
And that was in regard to what instance?
To stealing my 1957 Dodge Significant Historical Automobile out of my front yard at gunpoint with sham legal fictitious paperwork. Now, I know you thought it was just an old car, but my dad bought one of those brand new from Detroit, and so it had more than just an automobile relationship for me, and I spent quite a chunk of change.
Look. I understand how people are personally attached by way of memory and experience. No, I get that. Mm-hmm. But it just seemed to me that, here are the violations code people, and they were telling you that, look, this has got to be covered, or it's got to be fenced, or something. By the way, I wanted to ask you before we move any further, did you see the story that I put on the website about the dog that was shot?
I think I've seen the dog story, but I'd be curious to look at it.
Well, this one in particular, and maybe I didn't cover this. Maybe I should. Do me a favor, Chris. Send me an email. I did not get that email that you're referencing. Resend that with your phone number attached, would you?
I surely will. The other thing about that is in order for the zoning people to come on your private property, especially when you have it posted notoriously, as I did, with two signs of no trespass, is with your acquiescence agreement, or if there's some articulable, with specificity, actual danger to the public safety or the security of the neighborhood that they can articulate with a clear delineation of how it's dangerous. And if they took 6 or 8 months to effectuate it, I'm not sure how they could make the case that there was anything exigent about it, because if there was, they should have done it right away instead of waiting longer.
All right, Mike, you guys covered up the doggy story here. Where the hell is that? At any rate, I'll give you the synopsis of it. Cop went on somebody's private property. They had a dog, and it was near a busy street, so they decided to put up a fence and a gate. Well, one day, I guess the husband was sitting at the dinner table, and he heard a shot being fired. So he jumped up from the table, ran outside. There was a cop standing inside that gate with their dead dog. And the cop claimed that he came on the property because there might have been a violation, a code violation, of their boat that was properly moored, properly licensed, and properly covered. And then proceeded to call animal control to come out and pick up the dead dog. And then the animal control tried to bill the family for $15 for carting away the carcass.
Wow. In fact, the county here filed a lien on my property claiming that it was for abatement. And I think it's $500 or something like that, which is an extortion racket. I didn't agree to having my private property stolen from me at gunpoint. And so that's even more of it. It's really kind of curious. I mean, this is absolutely insane. They blocked me up. They've sent me for competency hearing. I did that pretty quick and got that dispatched. And I'm supposed to have a case come up this month, but I don't see where there's anybody in the state, because the state's involved themselves and everything else. So it's a really insane situation. I don't want to take up your show with it today.
No. As a matter of fact, I've been interested to find out exactly where this thing is at.
Well, I beat two cases. I had them do a home invasion while I was locked up, supposedly checking my competency, and they broke in without a warrant, arrested one fellow, charged him with a felony unauthorized occupancy of a residence, and their 87-year-old guy here that had heart bypasses, they evicted him and later arrested him, charged him with a gross misdemeanor. I did an
Back up here a second. You got an 87-year-old man with a history of heart problems that was babysitting your house. They broke in, evicted him?
Yes. Well, what they failed to do is the paperwork that they that I found that they had when they made out their so-called complaint had a copy of the deed that showed that I was one of the lawful owners on the property. Nobody ever asked the questions, and, of course, my guys here were pretty sharp, and they were telling them they had no lawful residence. They held up magic papers out in the yard and claimed they had a warrant, but they never served a warrant to show they had a warrant, so I'm sure they didn't have a warrant to do what they were doing. And I just got those charges dismissed to those guys about 2 weeks ago, completely dismissed, and I beat another case they brought against me.
Before you're rolling here on me, Chris, and I don't want you to do that because I want to have a clear understanding here. So in order for them to assess or whatever they were doing, competency, so they showed up at your house with no warrants, broke into your house, competency for what? That you screwed the peanut butter jar lid on tight enough? Competency for what?
This is such a complex, multi-layered thing, I can understand somebody being confused. I was having my competency checked while I had accommodation parties, powers of attorney, special limited power of attorneys at my house protecting my property interest. And they broke in on them while I was being held somewhere else, 400 miles away in Sparks, Nevada.
Your guest, your property, you can do whatever the hell you want with your property, and you don't need a legal assignment in order to do so.
Well, when you understand that International Property Maintenance Code, Agenda 21, is the attempt to obliterate all private property rights under the hypothetical that you might potentially have something inside your house that could potentially be dangerous to you or somebody else if it's not ameliorated, so they want to come in and under the guise that they're going to protect you from this hypothetical threat and then check your house to see something, say something, to find something else to charge you with while they're in there protecting you from their potential hypothetical
threat.
The
only threat that I can perceive out of this entire thing is their scraggly butts with pretended authority being on property that you didn't give them permission to enter.
Exactly. And they didn't have consent. They didn't have acquiescence. Further, I caught one of them lying, cheating his own Nazis, stealing something from my private property when he was in his private vehicle in private clothes with no credentials, no bona fides. And he's the one that made up the lie when I came in to get my phone to get a photographic evidence of his truck and his lazy posterior. He was gone, and he ran back to the zoning office and made up a lie that I assaulted him with a weapon, and he barely escaped with his life. And that's the reason they sent the armed Pinkerton Act violating group of mercenaries out to my house to steal my car that day. I had called the zoning office, and they told me that they had on their list that they had to send police out there with me anytime they were going to come and visit my house. I didn't know they were going to send a small army squad.
So how many charges were levied against you?
Well, they've charged me with one count of resisting an officer with a weapon, they claim. That's an RS-199. Resisting, the only thing I did to resist was I gave them my mandated due process of law, notice and opportunity to cease and desist, pointing out that they had simulated sham legal fictitious paperwork signed by the zoning officer, who under Fessler, Barshals, Rollins is not a competent witness to get the affidavit in the first place, except they had their own Kangaroo Court private judge that issued it in spite of knowing he was an employee of the agency. And under the law of agency, notice to agent, notice to principal is notice to agent, the agent can't confirm for the principal, nor the principal for the agent. But he was allowed to get out, use his own version of his own skewed view of facts, being an oath helper, to make out his own warrant with his own judge. And that's how they got the so-called warrant, but it wasn't signed in wet ink, and it wasn't a true judge. And he wasn't a competent witness under NRS 199.080, and therefore, he wasn't appropriate to make out the warrant. So I will challenge on jurisdiction. I will challenge the term resist because it's vague, ambiguous, arbitrary, and capricious. It has no clear name or need for anything. And if it's not clear enough for the least sophisticated to make a sense of how they violated, then it's void for vagary.
So how many more court dates and charges do you have to retire?
Well, I have one more, the 27th of this month. It's supposedly the felony hearing. However, it could get kicked out a little bit because I'm going to have to recuse that judge because she's already showed retaliatory, discriminatory, class-based bias. She slandered my name and used defamatory terms without any substantiation to allege that I was incompetent, therefore disdaining my name and discredit me in my community and causing me to nearly lose my house.
So this is the one that ordered the competency hearing.
Well, the competency thing's a different deal. They've got a special little star chamber court. In fact, curiously, the district attorney is married to the head district court judge here. Her name is Nancy Glass, except that her name is truly Nancy Wolfson Glass, and the district attorney's name is Steve Wolfson. And this specialty competency court's a little star chamber or an inquisitorial where the judge acts as a tyrant, making all rulings from facts, law, evidence, and who can testify and who can be a witness and so on and so forth, and single-handedly commits you to be checked for competency like they're trying to do to Donald Trump. Right.
Okay, but when you say competency, they lock you up in order to do this, right?
Oh, do they ever in a Class 3 high-security mental health facility, also a prison.
So this is what I'm, and Chris, you're getting a little legalese on me here, and I'm a simple guy. I'm not a lawyer, so I'm asking the question, since you resisted the little code writers, a judge assigned to you mental competency that they actually came out, kidnapped you, threw you in a loony bin so you could be checked out to see if you were crazy to satisfy the judge?
Well, they didn't do it to my house. I had gone in for a deal, and they attacked me with six thugs in the court.
They kidnapped you from the, from the court.
It was while I was being competency evaluated, supposedly. In fact, there's something I think I sent to your website there called Psychopolitical Warfare by Kenneth Goff, G-O-F-F. And what it is, it's the communist plan to take over this country through using psychiatry and psychology and so-called mental health schemes where they can psycholobotomize you, electroshock therapy treat you.
Taser you on the street and call it compliance?
Yep. And of course, compliance is a vague and ambiguous word.
Chris, slow your roll here again, if you would, sir. So you went to court for competency. You were kidnapped by six goons wearing guns and badges from the agency.
Mm-hmm.
So whose authority did they grab you and put you in this mental hospital?
Well, this little nefarious serpent group of...
Forget all the colorful language. Chris, do me a favor. Forget all the colorful language shit. Just talk to me. All right?
All right.
Okay.
The so-called specialty competency court judge, Jennifer Tagliati, Nancy Becker, and, of course, Jackie Wolfson Glass, and along with the district attorney, and the district attorney's pro bono public defender's office, which is also under his scope and sphere.
Okay. So this was basically a committee that was formed. This is not actually a seated judge in a case. So they've got this competency group that they get together and decide whether you should be labeled loony, and let's send you to the loony bin to see if they can get you to say that you're incompetent or crazy, right?
Yes, or they can use it, they can misuse it as a political axe grinding with their enemies or their adversaries. For instance, the reason I was deemed to be incompetent because I had the audacity to try to hold these criminals in this county for stealing my property, and I sued them in federal court. And the day after that's when they locked me up.
Uh-huh. So are you going to be filing suit against them?
I have a case in the federal court. I got a really strange letter today from the mail, some kind of a mandate, but they'll be telling me what it's mandating to do what. I can't figure out from what they sent me. It didn't say anything. It just was a letter, and I looked at it, and I thought, I wonder what this is saying. I'm going to have to look into that.
Hmm. All right, well, Tom, do as I requested. Resend that to me. And
absolutely.
Chris, and put your phone number in there, okay?
I surely will.
All right, thanks.
Blessing.
All right. Yeah, when you're trying to... Ron, do you understand what I'm saying here? I don't like all the flowery little, Just talk to me. You know,
I try to be as direct as possible when I talk.
Yeah, it might sound good, or they think that it sounds good, but all it does is just pisses me off and confounds and confuses me. All right, Alan in South Carolina. Hello, Alan. How you doing?
Hello, John. I hope that I can make you laugh a little bit on the same subject you all are talking about, the enemies of our enemies are always crazy.
Yeah.
I think probably everyone has seen the old black and white newsreel footage of the English fascist, I believe his name was Oswald Mosley, making a speech about, they tell me Herr Hitler is insane and so forth.
Okay.
You remember that one?
No. But anyhow.
Okay, well, anyway, I had a theory that one of the things they hated about Donald Trump is the same thing they hated about Adolf Hitler, that he was a popular nationalist. And I remembered that speech. Here's the key. Recently, a CIA operative said Trump shouldn't be trusted with the nuclear codes. I bet you remember that one.
Yeah.
Because you all been talking about similar.
Right.
Well, you know, that's the old all our enemies are crazy scheme. And here's what I had to do. I was writing a note to a fella on a little project we're working on, and couldn't remember Oswald Mosley's name, so I went to the Internet. So there I finally find, under English fascist orator of the 1930s, his name and pictures. You know how when you get on the Internet and you get the page you want, they'll let you go to images or more images?
Right.
And then they show you some photographs going across the page. Well, here's the punchline. Over to the left, very small, antique, black-and-white photographs of Oswald Mosley and his friends are in pictures there. Some of them are wearing swastika armbands. But about the fourth or fifth picture over is a full-color portrait of Donald Trump.
You know, how can anybody in the CIA complain about his boss? You know, I can sit and I'm in some bureaucratic agency, whatever, and I'm just some grousing employee. I'm not overworked. As a matter of fact, I really don't have an assigned job. I just get a damn good salary from the government. And I want to complain about the guy that's the head of that agency. Now, does the man realize that he's talking about the President of the United States, his boss? And especially on this declared war, we're always in a state of war, so that would actually make him the commander-in-chief. So we got an asshat CIA guy that implies that Donald Trump is crazy and he shouldn't have the nuclear codes. Shouldn't have his finger anywhere close to that button. I am wondering why the CIA is still an agency. You know, I thought Donald Trump was going to be doing some magnanimous and magnificent stuff, and I just see him surrounded by the deep state sock puppets. That's all that I see. And if this guy thinks he's going to finish out a four-year term intact, he better start considering something other than I'm going to be okay. Because he's not going to be okay.
I don't know whether he's seen himself lined up with Oswald Mosley or not, but my theory was justified by finding it there. I had no idea I would, but it was just so amazing. I couldn't help but laugh out loud. I hope you did, too.
Yeah, well, I'm still trying to figure out today what I should be talking about. Which crisis?
Me too, brother. I'll tell you what. There's so much chaos and confusion, hyperbole, hysteria, and...
And you can say it, B capital S with a hit.
Well, I would say the balder. How about the balderdash or something like that?
All right, we'll settle for that one. All right, hey.
Well, okay, John. You know, I just found that in my over enthusiasm to share it with some of my friends. I wanted to share it with you.
Okay, well, I'll make you a promise. I'll laugh after the program's over. How's that?
Okay.
All right, man.
All right, well, it's over now, I think. Coming on, I believe.
Yeah, it is. All right, thanks, Al. I appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
All right. Ah, boy. When's the new book coming out?
Oh, we're getting close. That's all I can say.
Yeah, we're okay, all right.
Well, good show. A good show when you didn't have a topic to talk about. Excellent show.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.